It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
You better believe it. I love Mark Andrews opening.
How about thanks, it? Mark. Hi, J-Man.
Good morning, Toots. What's going on?
I tell you, we've got a lot going on behind us here at the Lenexa Hen House.
That's right. We are here on 87th Street. You need to get out here right now because we're celebrating National Cheesecake Day, Miss Kimberly.
We certainly are. And, in fact, that's the secret word. Come
cheesecake.
In. Tell us cheesecake. You
cheesecake.
Could win. A Hen House
cheesecake.
Gift card, I know.
Cheesecake.
You dream of cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh. Come on over right now because Kimberly has a boatload of cards in front of me. A $100 card. Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
A $25 card and another $25 card. Wow, Kim, I didn't even notice that. Well, come on over here right now because it's rib-licking good time here. Kimberly, I talked to Mr. Bill Esch. He did it just for you. It's the BOGO. Read it, baby.
Rib tickling good, buy one package, get a package of equal or lesser value.
Look who kind they have.
Pork loin, baby back ribs, St. Louis ribs, pork tenderloin.
Oh,
Mr.
My
Esch,
gosh.
Thank you.
And how about this? Andy's Candy Corn, 3 years for only 99 cents.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sweet Athena melons grown by Enos Troyer in Rich Hill, Missouri, 2 for $4. I think there's some in that CSA bag this week also. Kimberly, fresh figs have arrived at Hen House.
Oh, and you've got a box of them right there. I love
figs. I talked to Alex last night in Florida, baby, and she said the figs are disappeared from the tree. I don't know if the neighbors are stealing them or what. She has over 500 figs on her tree in the backyard.
She needs to have Lord Barley go out and
something's going
guard
on
the
down
tree.
Something's going on in Florida. But come on over here right now because you should see it's the best choice sale right now. Best choice. Bacon is on sale. Cheese is on sale. Oh, my gosh. Peanut butter. It's everything you want. And Kimberly, I'm very sad to say at the Hen House Market right now.
What?
Tomorrow's the last day for National Fried Chicken Month.
Oh, Jasper, but you know what we have to look forward to?
National Ice Cream Day is over tomorrow. National Ice Cream Month is over tomorrow.
Have you forgotten about National Cannoli Month in
September?
Oh,
very good comeback, lady.
But let's talk about fried chicken.
Fried chicken. This week, it's New Orleans fried chicken and southern biscuits. You know that old New Orleans taste. Come on, some of those well-known chicken houses down south, they have some of the best biscuits. A little spicy chicken I put in this week's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Not only a little salt and pepper, but a little poultry seasoning and a little bit of cayenne. Kind of like Popeyes, you know, but we won't say that, you know.
Yeah.
But you can, I said it, didn't I?
You did say it. You did.
Kimberly, it's a busy week.
Wow. Well, you know, I've been eating out like a maniac this week. I'm supposed to be on a diet.
Okay.
Forget it.
Okay.
Forget
Doc,
about
Doc
it.
Jim isn't listening, so don't worry.
He probably not. Is. But actually, you and Lisa and I had lunch at Cacao.
Was that
in Prairie
else?
Village at 95th?
Everybody is asking 95th and all. Everybody's asking me where it's the old Cocapelli's.
Oh, Cocapelli's are for those who also remember Jacobson's.
Jacobson's grocery store was
right?
there. Kimberly, what an amazing the appetizers alone.
It was amazing.
And
yeah.
then
the
you
ceviche
could,
on the mini tostados.
Wait, how about the jicama?
The jicama tacos.
I was overwhelmed. I would never have ordered that.
And the chili relleno, which was totally different. And it's regional Mexican cooking.
Sweet potato lasagna?
Oh.
Come on, with pork shanks?
It was amazing.
Ouch. See Kimberly's review. It's coming up when?
It will be in the paper a week from Wednesday.
And I have to tell everybody, because Kimberly won't tell you, a couple weeks ago, last week Kimberly went and received an award.
Aww.
She doesn't like to brag about, but I'm going to brag about
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jay.
That was huge, Kimberly.
I did. I won an award from the Kansas City Press Club for a cover story I did in The Star on veterans returning home with PTSD.
Congratulations.
So, thanks.
Where else did you eat?
I ate at Blue Koi. Love Scott Chang and his family, ate at Blue Koi, and ate with little chef Noah Belcher.
No kidding.
Yeah. I ate at Jasper's a couple of times.
Yeah, I know that. Come on.
And I ate somewhere else. And it's
I was a Pig and Finch. I had a great dinner there, I'll tell you that. I'm telling you, they take care of me over there. Well, unfortunately, and fortunately, they know me, you know. So every time I go to the chef, come on, let's try this and try that. So
I eat at Justin Jim's.
Oh, how about that? I saw you kept teasing me with the photo.
Debbie Van Noy, of course, the Van Noy family who owns Justin Jim's, came over with apple pie and ice cream. Her daughter Ashley makes this pie. It is amazing. And then you told me a story about your third date there with Lisa.
That's right, exactly.
I love it.
Chicken livers and fried chicken, and of course the Playboy cut steak.
That's
well, Kimberly,
right.
You have a special guest. She's getting to be a regular with us, and I like that a lot.
I just love Kayla. I love your smile. You're the picture of health. Kayla Graves, who of course is a registered dietitian. She is Hen House's dietitian, and we grabbed you here to talk about the CSA. Zach is busy filling CSA
bags. I'm pulling stuff out right now. So as you mentioned, I'm going to pull out this bag here. Sorry about the noise, guys.
And before Kayla starts telling us what's in the bag this week, because it's pretty special, you can come in, still join the CSA. Zach will sign you up, $25 plus the $10 registration fee, but you get the swag.
Yes, all the good swag.
And you can get today's bag. What's in the bag,
all right.
Jasper?
This week is really exciting. I think one of the most exciting things we have in the bag, so we haven't had it before, is the chorizo sausage.
Look at this. It's local. I had no idea until just now. Seriously.
Yeah. How cool. You could get this and make dinner with it or a cool breakfast and really impress your family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool. I always have to put a plug in for the Bader Peaches from Campbell, Missouri. I'm from there, so I'm like, go buy
the
peaches.
Really?
Yes.
Ask Miss Kimberly about the Bader Peaches and her Chantilly custard and the local blackberries. She's had a little taste this week.
Go to Jasper's for
that. So good. We've also got some really great Stanberry eggs. Great local eggs.
Don't
bread.
You love the little note from the farmers?
So
that just
cute.
Knocks me out.
Yes.
I save those.
Do you really?
Yeah, I save you. Yeah. I love reading those. Mm-hmm. Great bread from farm to market, and then tons of vegetables from Twin County Farms in Rich Hill. So lots of good produce,
Kayla,
lots of fun
items. This has to be the best time for me for a chef. This is the best time for local produce. I mean, I'm going crazy at the restaurant.
Yeah. Do you ever stock up on any of it and, like, can it or freeze it?
So
or?
We put the peaches up and we put the blackberries up this week.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of doing it a la Michael Smith because he's always putting his tomatoes up, and all year long he's pulling stuff out.
Oh.
And I've been watching when he's in, so I'm trying to figure it out myself. But I'm not putting it in the jars or cans. I'm just putting it in the freezer bags.
We've been trying to encourage Michael to sell his.
That's right. He should. Those jellies. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Well, Kayla, we look forward to talking to you when the new Hen House opens.
Oh, you bet. Next week. Come on.
We're going to be broadcasting live from there every Saturday in August.
Every Saturday for the next 8 weeks, I just heard today. That's right. We're going to be there in September, too, Kimberly. Well, my friends, you can't go nowhere because we have a delicious show coming on. You need to get out here right now to the Hen House Market because the secret word is...
Cheesecake.
That's right. $100 gift certificates we're giving away. Get over here to 87th and Lackman Road right now. And Kimberly, I'm hungry. Who's on the show today?
We've got Lisa Farmer, who is a nutrition expert. We have Patchwork Family Farms.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
We have Aaron Prater from the Sundry.
I'm hungry. Let's go do this show. Kimberly, we're on the road, 87th and Lackman Road at the Hen House Market. This is Jasper Morales.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
AmericanStandardMidwest.com. American Standard Heating and Air. The highest standard for comfort.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree. Taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
I'm here today to tell you that I'm running for governor of Missouri.
So Eric Greitens is not only not embarrassed about this, he's proud of this. This leaked phone conversation.
Tell me where you're going to be tomorrow. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Eric.
Are you afraid to meet tomorrow?
You have Eric Greitens, on the other hand, essentially threatening an old man.
Jesus, you're such a coward, John. You said you're a coward. That's what I said.
So,
you're such a weasel, man. Oh, my God. You are such a weasel.
Was he auditioning to be the voice of the killer in Scream?
I can't wait to see you in person, my friend. I cannot wait. I can't wait to see you in person, John.
I think it came across as making Eric Wright sound a little creepy and crazy.
Yeah, my mother.
John, tomorrow.
And it goes on like that for 10 minutes.
Missouri deserves a leader, not a bully. This August, anyone but Greitens. Paid for by Patriots for America. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You ever notice how in advertising everyone always claims to have the best products or services? At Thermal King Windows, we don't claim our windows are the best. Nope, that's because we unapologetically offer the world's only perfect window. We've taken all the best parts from every other top window, eliminated everything that wasn't 1,000% optimal, and engineered the only window in existence that both promises and delivers perfection. Only Thermal King windows are fiberglass reinforced to offer the ultimate in strength and durability. They never rot, warp, fade, or fail, ever. Which is why we offer an unheard of 50-year non-prorated warranty. They're that good. Best of all, you'll save a ton of money on your energy bills with Thermal King windows. Call right now and we'll upgrade you from double glass to our super premium triple glass windows for free. Simply put, you can't buy a better window anywhere at any price. Our number is 888-KING-WIN or visit us online at thermalkingwindows.com. That's 888-KING-WIN or online at thermalkingwindows.com.
Thermal King windows.
You may have never loved a salad enough to become part of a club, but that's because you've never had a Tuscan chopped salad from Hen House. All white meat chicken, Wisconsin gorgonzola, real bacon bits, romaine, and iceberg lettuce. Join the Tuscan chopped salad club. Buy 10 salads, get the 11th free. Available 7 days a week at all stores. See your Hen House for details. Follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market. 92 delicious years.
Terms and conditions apply. LendingTree.com. NMLS number 1136.
You know, refinancing your home loan could save you thousands of dollars, but the process is a mess. Banks, radio advertisers, the broker down the street, all shouting the lowest rates. And you just don't have time to find the best deal. That's why there's LendingTree, the fast and easy way to shop, compare, and save on mortgage offers, all in one place. Just like you shop for flights online, LendingTree customers save an average of $15,649 over the life of their loan. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2. Answer a few simple questions and receive up to 5 offers in minutes, all for free. Look, the feds keep warning us. Rates are going up. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2 today while rates are still low. And right now, when you close your loan with one of the highly rated and reviewed lenders you were matched with on LendingTree's network, LendingTree will send you a $500 same as cash gift card. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2 today. That's LendingTree.com/radio2. LendingTree.com/radio2. When banks compete, you win.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
About it, Miss Kimberly, we're eating local.
We are eating local.
Mark Andrews back in the studio.
I love this song. I never get tired of it.
I was on a bus one time in Italy, and they played it for our group.
Did they?
How about that?
Did you get up and sing and dance for
them? No way. I have sung a few Italian songs, though, on the bus. Kimberly, where are we at today?
We are at the Lenexa Hen House, and I've got to tell you, we gave away all 3 gift certificates in that break.
Within 5 seconds, 3 people, they ran. How about the lady ran into the store?
Oh, my gosh.
John Marlero.
John Marlero and his wife.
Former Kansas City Star food editor.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting when you have people, you know, they get excited about coming to the store and seeing you.
I know.
Kimberly,
I know.
And what are we drinking here? What did they just hand me?
Well,
what's
you know,
this?
Our new best friend, Zach Kay, is letting us sample things that are in the CSA
what is
bag.
Boy, lemonade.
That is Lewisburg Cider Mill Old Fashioned.
It's made right down the street in
lemonade.
The farm.
Lemonade. It's fabulous.
I was just going to talk about this today. I was going to put it up on Facebook on the way over here. I was sitting at Ibis Bakery, and I said, I got to put something on about lemonade. Where's the best lemonade?
Do you know what we call this, Jasper?
What's that?
A serendipitous moment.
Whoa. I didn't know serendipitous. That's not too big of a word for me.
It's not, huh?
You know, it's not like photosynthesis or something like that. Come on. And I know how to spell that also, Kimberly. Well, Kim, come on. I'm telling you right now, this is the time to go to your hen house market. And, of course, next week when the new hen house market opens up, because it's going to be beautiful over there,
wow,
over on 117th and Row. But right now, it's rib-tickling good pork loin baby back ribs, St. Louis ribs, pork tenderloin, just for Kimberly Stern. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO Kimberly Stern special.
I love it. And you know, on this diet, I have to eat a lot
of
protein.
Oh, yeah, come on.
So I'm going to stack up.
Rich Hill watermelon grown locally. Oh, mm-hmm, my gosh. Sweet Athena melons. And Kimberly, I'm still celebrating. I don't care if the month is over tomorrow. It's National Fried Chicken Month. And look at my recipe.
New Orleans fried chicken and Southern biscuits.
And Southern biscuits. Oh, come on. And we haven't even mentioned our absolute favorite thing in the world, Tippins pies.
Tippins pies. I cannot tell a lie. I ate a pie this week. I did. I ate the blueberry
lemon pie,
which is phenomenal.
That is dangerous. Well, come on over here, 87 in Lackland, but right now I'm a little hungry. What are we going to talk about, Kimberly?
We're going to talk with Lisa.
Lisa Farmer. Hello, Miss Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Kimberly, I'm eating again.
Yes, you are. And so am I. I'm joining you, Jasper.
No, we brought our friend in today, and she is sharing something very special with us. Lisa Farmer is there. Lisa, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jasper. I'm so excited to be here.
And, of course, for 16 years, Lisa, you've shared nutrition tips, food trends, your passion for cooking through weekly spots on WDAF.
Yes.
Right?
Fox 4. Yep.
Fox 4 at noon. And you developed a passion for local food and farm to school while managing 7 kitchens for a local Head Start program.
I did.
No small feat.
I did.
No
kidding.
It
was amazing.
And we're going to talk to you today about the farm to school movement because it is big, it's growing, and it's really taking fire here in the Midwest.
It is. It's super exciting.
Well, it's a lot also about, I mean, the farm to table, but it's also about seasonal eating.
Yes.
In Missouri, I think a lot of people don't realize that we can eat seasonally here in Kansas City. It's not, you know, oh, it's only summertime. We only have tomatoes for 2 months and that's it. It's not just about the growing season.
You are so right. Exactly. You can. Well, and I have started to eat seasonally within the last few years. And I just love it because you look so forward to when the tomatoes are ready, when the peaches are ready. And they're so good. And you can also save them, you know. Put them, either can them, you can freeze tomatoes very easily, use them in cooked products throughout the year. So
chefs like Michael Smith, Renee Kelly, you see them on Facebook or just, you know, when their style of cooking and everything, what they're doing. This time of year, summertime, they're putting up things for the year. So
Putting
exactly. up. What do you call it?
I
was raised on the farm, lady.
But that used to be a word only
was
for
really?
Farm housewives, you know,
yes,
putting up. But
exactly.
chefs put things up now.
I'm glad you approve of that word.
I approve, Jasper. I like that. So, Lisa, talk to us about what the benefits. We all know the local benefits of farm-to-table eating, but how is that translating to schools, farm-to-school?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the benefits that I see that are so amazing, I mean, well, it benefits the farmers and the schools, and we are reconnecting our students with where their food comes from. It was amazing when I would go into schools and talk to students and sometimes parents. They had no idea where the food was coming from. I would ask the children and they'd say the grocery store. And the farm to school movement helps them connect with where the food comes from and also helps them understand how delicious the farm grown products are, because the taste is, it just can't be beat.
Right.
You know, it's able to remain in the ground and develop that delicious flavor of homegrown foods.
And you know, you talk about kids and even some parents not knowing where their food comes from. I know going to the grocery store and sometimes young checkout personnel, when I have produce, they look at it and say, what is this?
Yes.
They can't identify it.
They do. I know. And
yeah.
And this movement also helps them learn.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying all kinds of new root vegetables, beets, sweet potatoes, roasting them, butternut squash, all those kinds of things. And they're learning about these vegetables. And I have to say, those are vegetables I didn't necessarily eat
right.
growing up.
I always thought beets came from a can. I'm sorry. I grew up.
Iowa girl, you didn't know
in
that.
In Sioux City, Iowa. I was never on a farm. The first time I saw a cow was at the Iowa State Fair when I was in my 20s.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Truly. But yeah, and now you're connecting. Now talk to us about the USDA MyPlate.
Well, and the MyPlate is, I love MyPlate as a teaching tool because I think it's something that we can all understand versus the pyramid. The pyramid was difficult.
Yeah.
A difficult teaching tool. MyPlate, you know, is what we eat off of every meal or at least daily. And hopefully then learning that we should fill half of our plate with fruits and vegetables, a quarter with whole grains, and a quarter with meat helps, or a meat alternate. It makes it a great teaching tool for students.
We're talking with Lisa Farmer right now, and I have to tell you all, she brought in these cranberry chocolate cookies, but they are whole grain. And that's the difference right now with what children are eating in school compared to even 5 years ago, because Unfortunately, the food was prepackaged, you know, some of it frozen, processed. It's just, we don't want our children eating that. And this is nutritious, and we know sometimes where the grain's coming from because people don't realize we're in Kansas. Come on. In our own backyard. And you see, you go to the henhouse market, we have local flour. You don't need to have that carbon footprint where the flour is transported all the way to New York or L.A. and then brought back here in the packaging. We have it right here in Missouri and Kansas. Come on.
Yeah.
Jasper, you are so right. And you said the local, you know, you were familiar with, I said that the flour that we made the cookies with was Hudson Cream.
Sure.
Which is a product of a Kansas product, a small town there in Kansas.
It's on the shelf in right here at Henhouse Market. I buy it all the time.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it should be. You're local. I mean, that's what you should be doing. It's not.
Exactly. Supporting our community. And
local eggs. We don't get milk from, 800 miles away, within 175 miles. That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
And, we grew up in a generation where McDonald's was cool, right?
Yes.
I mean, I remember in the 60s going on a Sunday night with my parents. We would load my brother and sister and me in the station wagon.
Of course.
And we would go to a McDonald's for
dinner. Get that silly dipper sipper straw before those Happy Meals. Do you remember that silly dipper sipper straw?
I bet you have some of those in your office, don't you, Jasper? Okay, I knew it. But do you think all this reconnection back to the seasons and back to what food actually is helping kids dump the junk?
I do think it is.
We're making inroads?
I think it is. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I see students and children and adults, too, if the vegetables and the fresh foods and things like that are available, they choose it. They will eat it. Salad bars in schools, kids love the salad bar. And if they're allowed to make their own salads, they love it. They go crazy. I've been to schools where they will give them a bowl and ask them to take a cup. They take 2 cups because they love making their salads.
That's something
so
else.
Much.
And people don't realize a lot of children, my daughter's a school teacher, so I hear it from her, in the morning, starting them off with something. You need fuel. And maybe sometimes, unfortunately, some children don't have the luxury of having bacon and eggs or pancakes or waffles for breakfast. So giving them a snack in the morning, getting something started in their system, get them going, that's fuel for the day. It helps learning.
Definitely.
Lunch hour, then another little snack in the afternoon. Come on, it's good for them.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of, school starts early, and a lot of times they don't have time to eat before school. So being able to eat then, a lot of schools now are also offering a breakfast program for the older students, the high schoolers and things like that, a little later in the morning when they're hungry. A lot of times they aren't hungry early in the morning. So it's a great program.
Well, Lisa, we've got to wrap this up. We could talk to you for another hour about this.
I can eat more of these cookies, I hope.
Well, because it's a fascinating topic. It really is. And, of course, listeners can tune in to WDAF, your new program called Cooking Local with Lisa, debuted in early May. It's approximately the same time each day,
12:45. Yes, I'm so excited. We're going to do some new things.
And you'll be tweeting about your CSA experience this summer, so people can follow you at?
They can follow me at LFarmerCooks1. Mm-hmm. That's my tweet handle. And then I also am working on a webpage because I'm going to be talking about my CSA. I have not participated in one before.
We love the Henhouse CSA. That's what it's all about, connecting us with the local farmers. And each week I wait for that brochure to come out and tell me what I'm going to be eating and supporting.
It's like a holiday. It's like looking forward to some gift each week.
It is, isn't it? I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate it. My friends, I'll tell you what, it's all about local. It's about taking care of our children in the schools, feeding them well. And Kimberly, pass the cookies, will you? Come on. You're holding back on me again.
Cooking Local with Lisa. Lisa Farmer, there you go. Oh, that's my cookie. Sorry, Jasper.
This is Jasper Morabili.
Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating 10 years right here on
FM 103.7, AM 710, KCMO.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Man here for Midwest Heating to say spring may be in the air, but rising utility prices are in the wind. So, in this era of everything ever rising, how would you like to give your utility bill a real buzz cut? For starters, Midwest Heating has just announced rebates up to $1,700 and 0% 24-month financing with approved credit on all qualifying Lennox high-efficiency home comfort systems. Not only will a new Lennox drastically improve your indoor air quality, you may expect up to a 40% rate break on your electric bill. And every new Lennox comes with an extended 3-year labor warranty. It doesn't take brains to realize this is a no-brainer. Just dial 943-8400 and say, "Airman, my wallet's aching, come save my bacon." Now in our sixth decade, same family ownership, same standards of excellence. Trust your air to the best, Midwest. Midwest Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. MidwestHeating.com.
CBS News Updates, morning crash south of Austin, Texas.
A large hot air balloon carrying at least 16 people crashed near the central Texas town of Lockhart.
Lynn Lunsford of the FAA says that investigators now heading to the scene. First responders say they do not appear to have any survivors. CBS Aviation Transportation Safety Analyst Mark Rosenkirk.
They'll be looking at any type of maintenance issues, if in fact there were any with this particular craft. Lots of questions to be asked, lots of answers needed before the investigation will determine what happened.
The balloon apparently caught fire and went down in a pasture.
It will take a methodical, meticulous examination of the remains of the aircraft. They'll be looking at any history of the pilot.
The hot air balloon went down about 3.5 hours ago. There is no indication about weather conditions at the time of the crash. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
We're in store for a decent Saturday. Temperatures starting off in the 60s and then making their way into the mid to upper 80s by the afternoon. So it's going to be warm, but I wouldn't call it a hot day. There is going to be a slight chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm towards the late afternoon. Better chances move in overnight, though. This is Storm Track 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Do you want to turn your collecting hobby into cash? If you're passionate about collecting anything, coins, antique furniture, dolls, thimbles, or just anything, you should become a dealer at the Brass Armadillo Antique Mall. At the Brass Armadillo, you'll be your own boss, have your own booth, and get to sell your collectibles. Call now and find out about free rent. The Brass Armadillo Antique Mall, the ultimate antique adventure in Grain Valley off I-70. Call the Brass Armadillo today for your free booth rental opportunity. 816-847-5260.
There's nothing quite as delicious as premium quality beef. That's why Hen House offers only the best USDA Choice Certified Hereford beef. This is the beef that made Kansas City famous, selected for its exceptional flavor and tenderness. Cut fresh daily in store by professional butchers. Available exclusively at Hen House. Visit henhouse.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season and head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market, 92 delicious years.
Calling all fantasy football general managers. Want to host your league's draft inside Arrowhead this fall? The 2016 Fantasy Football Draft event at Arrowhead, presented by DraftKings, will be Monday, September 5th from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Your league's draft package includes a private suite to host your draft, hot wings, Papa John's pizza, beverages, and a ticket to a Chiefs game for all members in your fantasy league. A minimum of 8 participants are required. Register your team before the deadline August 31st. Host your fantasy football draft at Arrowhead. For more info and to sign up, visit ChiefsFantasyDraft.com.
Be a part of Chiefs Kingdom like never before with Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, a program where you can earn and redeem points for exclusive Chiefs prizes, like one-of-a-kind Arrowhead experiences, sideline access, jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and more. And you can earn points by doing things you already do, like watching games, attending training camp, and keeping up with the latest news from the Kingdom. Download the Chiefs mobile app to get started, or sign up at ChiefsKingdomRewards.com. Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, where Chiefs fans go to play and win.
Can't get enough of the political drama? Tune to this station to hear the veteran political reporters who can explain all the developments and their impact on you. John Dickerson.
The wiggle room could go either way.
Bob Schieffer.
Something that wouldn't do credit to a group of 10-year-olds out on the playground.
Major Garrett, Nancy Cordes, Stephen Portnoy, and me, Dan Revive, and more. Campaign 2016. The nation elects a new president on this station and CBS Radio News.
KCMO. Kansas City's severe weather radio station, KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Good morning, Jasper.
Miss Kimberly, good morning to you. I'm standing up, my lady.
You are, and we both have our iBobs on.
That's right. I purchased mine over at Sidelines. We were booking Alex's wedding, of course, the flowers for the wedding, and from our good friend, I still call her Karen Dowd.
You know, we're kind of standing in the barnyard right now. Do you hear what Mark's playing in the background?
I'm listening to it. This guy, he is so creative back in the studio. Mark Andrews, thank you very much. And a quick sad note, Miss Kimberly.
Oh.
The news director over at KCMO passed
Dennis
this week.
Rooney.
Dennis Rooney. So
I know.
Condolences to his family. Mm. Great employee. Knew everybody, worked really while he was sick for the past year and a half or so. Many much condolences to his family. All right, Kimberly, come on out right now because we're at the 87th and Lackman Road Hen House Market. It is delicious over here with these peaches and Zach.
Zach's amazing. We still have one gift card to give away.
Excellent.
Secret word.
Cheesecake, because it's National Cheesecake
Day. That's right.
But right now, I'm a little hungry, Miss Kimberly, and we have another great interview. Who's on the show?
We have Patchwork Family Farms, which is why we're standing in the barnyard.
Let's talk to my friends. Good morning. How are you today?
You know, Jasper, the importance of independent family farms for Missouri and Kansas farm families, rural economies, communities, and consumers, we don't have to talk about that. We know how important that is.
And it's all about supporting local farms, especially, with slow food movement and everything I'm involved with. We need this. Let me just put it that way.
And we've got Tim Givens of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center in Columbia, Missouri, and Patchwork Family Farms, which is a program and cooperative marketing effort of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, with us today. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly and Jasper. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. Now, the Missouri Rural Crisis Center is working to create markets for Missouri's independent hog producers while still providing the consumer great-tasting family farm pork. And we absolutely love our pork in Missouri and Kansas. We all know that.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And I think I couldn't have said it better than what Kimberly said before, other than the fact that we do need to talk about it. And what she said is in a nutshell exactly what we need to be talking about, the importance of independent family farm livestock production, not only to consumers and the ability to eat great tasting Missouri local meats, but also the impact that independent family farmers have on our rural communities, our rural economies, and our natural resources.
I mean, is there a problem right now that maybe I'm not aware of, or what's happening in the marketplace, and how's it impacting communities? Maybe our listeners don't even realize what's going on.
Exactly, and that's what we need to be talking about. Consolidation within the livestock marketplace is kicking tens of thousands, or has kicked tens of thousands of independent family farmers out of the market. An example, and this is a USDA number, is in 1985, Missouri had 23,000 hog operations, 23,000 hog farmers. Now we've got just over 2,000. That's more than 90% loss.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's not only 20,000 hog farmers going out of business, it's also rural Main Street and rural economies that used to support independent livestock production. And it's not by mistake, and it's not because the big boys are more efficient. It's truly because they know how to control the democratic process and control the markets so that they can kick people out of the market and put people out of business.
I can't believe that. That's something else.
Well, tell us, because Hen House is our presenting sponsor here on the mm-hmm. show, and of course, they've got a great CSA where they have a lot of farms around the Kansas City area that participate in that. But let's just talk about why family farm meat tastes better. I mean, it just does. But
yeah, from the hog or pork perspective, family farm hogs are raised differently than corporations raise hogs. Corporations raise them in big buildings, oftentimes over deep pit systems, which are pits underneath the barns that all the manure and feces and urine go into. And they're flushed out once a year, and the hogs live over that their entire lives. And to think that that doesn't impact the taste of the meat doesn't make any sense. So that is really, really important. And they put thousands of hogs in these barns at once. So that, taste is such an important part of of independent family farm livestock production and you know, following consumer demand, which taste is a big part.
So how many farmers produce or participate in Patchwork Family Farms?
We have just around 15. Patchwork Family Farms started in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s. It was, unfortunately, Missouri Rural Crisis Center and the hog producers that were producing hogs at the time for the commodity marketplace saw the writing on the wall, and they saw that the marketplace was being consolidated and vertically integrated and taken over. Now huge parts of our market is controlled by foreign entities, like Smithfield Foods is owned by a Chinese corporation. Cargill Pork is owned by a Brazilian corporation. But they saw that, not exactly that that was happening, but they saw that the marketplace was changing and it was being taken over. And they decided, you know, we need to figure out a way to continue to raise hogs independently and also reach those consumers that are demanding it.
And, of course, people can actually go online to patchworkfamilyfarms.org and order product, correct?
That's true. We're not the most technologically advanced organization. We're a farm organization, and we're working on that. But we do, you can definitely email us or go on our website, and you can get our contact information on our website right now, which we're working on. It only talks about holiday hams, but we sell all, you know, we bring in hogs every other week to local processors, which is another important part of the local food chain, is having the ability to bring livestock into processors locally so that they can be broken down for people. So that's another business that was highly impacted by the capture of a marketplace.
So is this program being looked at by other states? Because it sounds like a really workable model.
You know, it's easier said than done, I think, or I know. The one thing that's different about Patchwork is its connection with the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. And MRCC has been around since 1985. We started in the farm crisis of the 80s. We worked to keep farmers on their land so they weren't getting foreclosed on. And it resulted in actually a federal Agriculture Credit Act of 1987, which allowed farmers to refinance their farms and stay on their farms, similar to what was and should have been done in the 2008 housing market crisis. And since then, we work on policy. So we work on local, state, and federal policy, not only trying to protect the rights of farmers here, but trying to protect the markets, or trying to now regain the markets that have been taken from family farmers so that farmers here can continue to raise livestock independently and our rural communities can thrive.
And that's what we need. We have to support our local family farms. If you want more information, of course, you can go to the website, which is, again, if you can give that to us.
It's patchworkfamilyfarms.org, or you can go to morural.org, and that's the website of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. And you can sign up to get involved. We're a membership, a nonprofit membership organization. You can join and become a part of this movement. The more people that we have, the better impact we'll have at the policy level, so that we can make sure that bad pro-corporate bills don't get passed, and we can work for legislation and policies and laws that support family farmers and our communities and consumer choice.
Absolutely love that, Kimberly. Helping to preserve, of course, and protect the family farms. And you know what? Henhouse Market, this information right now we have, it all goes together.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, my friend, and keep us updated. We'll get back with you again, and we'll talk some more soon.
Hey, it's my pleasure. If y'all or if anybody else of your listeners just wants to chat, feel free to give me a call. My name's Tim, and this is what we're here for, and this is what we're doing. So,
thank you, Tim. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
It's summer, it's hot, and that means your energy bills are going up again, right? Not so fast. Did you know that up to 70% of the energy lost in your home goes straight through your windows? I don't mean open windows. I mean old, leaky, inefficient windows. Easy solution. Replace them with fiberglass reinforced windows from Thermal King. It's basically like putting your home in a giant styrofoam cooler. Don't be fooled by flimsy vinyl windows that can warp and bow in the heat, which makes them worthless. Thermal King windows are reinforced with warp-proof fiberglass I-beams and have two layers of low E, which reflects the blazing sun and keeps you cool and comfortable. And here's the best part. If you call right now, we'll upgrade you to our premium triple glass windows for free. Triple glass windows are twice as efficient as double glass, which means big time savings on energy bills. But to get the free triple glass upgrade, you have to call now at 888-KING-WIN or visit us online at ThermalKingWindows.com. That's 888-KING-WIN or ThermalKingWindows.com.
Thermal King Windows!
Your family loves pork, but you don't want to serve them a bunch of added hormones and preservatives. You want all natural premium pork. And that's exactly what you'll find at Hen House. Fresh, hand-selected, raised on local farms. Natural, delicious pork every time. Visit henhouse.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market, 92 delicious years.
Do you want to turn your collecting hobby into cash? If you're passionate about collecting anything, coins, antique furniture, dolls, thimbles, or just anything, you should become a dealer at the Brass Armadillo Antique Mall. At the Brass Armadillo, you'll be your own boss, have your own booth, and get to sell your collectibles. Call now and find out about free rent. The Brass Armadillo Antique Mall, the ultimate antique adventure in Grain Valley off I-70. Call the Brass Armadillo today for your free booth rental opportunity. 816-847-5260.
When it comes to retirement, a lot of folks don't even know where to start, and it's easy to be overwhelmed and confused by all the information out there. Don't let that happen to you. Learn how to retire right with Alan Becker every Sunday morning at 11 to discover the strategies you need to know about to have a happy and comfortable retirement. If you're recently retired or 5 to 10 years away from retiring, start your journey by tuning in for Retire Right with Alan Becker every Sunday morning at 11 on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO.
Terms and conditions apply. LendingTree.com, NMLS number 1136.
You know, refinancing your home loan could save you thousands of dollars, but the process is a mess. Banks, radio advertisers, the broker down the street, all shouting the lowest rates. APR of 3. And you just don't have time to find the best deal. That's why there's LendingTree, the fastest. An easy way to shop, compare, and save on mortgage offers all in one place. Just like you shop for flights online, LendingTree customers save an average of $15,649 over the life of their loan. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2. Answer a few simple questions and receive up to 5 offers in minutes, all for free. Look, the feds keep warning us. Rates are going up. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2 today while rates are still low. And right now, when you close your loan with one of the highly rated and reviewed lenders you were matched with on LendingTree's network, LendingTree will send you a $500 same as cash gift card. Go to LendingTree.com/radio2 today. That's LendingTree.com/radio2. LendingTree.com/radio2. When banks compete, you win.
Carson in the morning.
ABC says the so-called Islamic State.
Yes.
I don't know why they have to give it the caveat.
the alleged Islamic State.
They've pretty much adopted that name themselves.
Yeah.
The Islamic State has yet to claim this attack, but it's only a matter of time. ISIS, yeah, just, they claim everything.
Oh, yeah.
They had something to do with it. They're not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they claim every disaster. They actually claim that they made the new Independence Day movie.
Oh, my God.
Every disaster they want to immediately take credit for.
Horrific.
Carson in the morning. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. KCMO. FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Miss Kimberly, you're standing up today.
I love this song.
Uh-huh.
Hot Fun in the, isn't this Hot Fun in the Summertime? Sly and the Family Stone?
Are you serious?
No, it's not. But it's Sly and the Family Stone, isn't it, Dennis?
Well, Miss Kimberly, what is it? Name that tune. I can do that tune in 3 notes. We are here at the Hen House Market. Make sure you come visit us at the Hen House Market, your local market since 1923, Kimberly.
That's a lot of years, Jay.
That is a lot of years. And David Ball and family and, of course, all the team will be next week. They open up Wednesday. Come on.
The new big house reveal.
117th and Row. It's going to be packed. And don't forget, next Saturday, we're going to be on hand.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to be there. there Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. They open those doors with mm-hmm. David and everybody.
And Bill Esch just brought us a little sweet treat.
Is that something? A nice little box of Hen House chocolates.
And their embossed logo on this dark chocolate. This is healthy.
I love what he just told us. He said, don't worry, they're healthy. I think he knows Kayla's around here somewhere in the store right now. Well, come on over and visit us right now at the Hen House Market. But Kimberly, you're holding one of my favorite newest books. This is something else.
And you know what? Before we go to the next interview, we've got to talk. Judith Fertig, of course, author from Kansas City, dropped off her book, The Memory of Lemon. You're having an event.
September 1.
That's right.
It's going to be the Memory of Lemon Experience. Lemons. I love lemons. Well, Kimberly, right now, let's do a little talking on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Oh, Kimberly, it's Saturday morning and I'm eating good in the neighborhood. That's right. I'm here right now with my friend Aaron Prater and I'm enjoying some sundry products. That's
right. You got it right.
We're not just talking your basic sundry. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start right from the beginning. Sundry, the name, the market, the kitchen. Talk. Give me some information.
You know, my idea has always been to make good food accessible to more people, and that means a lot of different things. And the word sundry itself means variety. And so I wanted a name.
I will see you guys on Thursday.
A name of the market that was going to, you know, encompass all of that. Just variety. When you walk in the door, you can buy your pots and pans that are made in Lenexa, or you can have a hot pastrami sandwich, or you can buy some farmer's market groceries to take home.
Okay, I'm going to jump this a little bit. I'm glad you said it. It's not Friday, of course, but you brought us some pastrami, and I have to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. And it's only available on Fridays, right?
As a hot sandwich, it's only available on Fridays. We do have cold pastrami in the case that will slice by the pound, usually throughout the week unless it sells out.
This isn't any your normal pastrami. This is local. This is like eating a big piece of brisket. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, so we start with whole briskets from a really cool farmer, Kenny Barham, up in Kearney, and we brine his briskets for 2 weeks in a brine that we created, and we smoke it for 5 hours, steam it for 5 hours till it's fall apart tender, and it's we love it.
And you're supporting local, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. That's the mission of the sundry, is to support local food. So if we can't get it local, we ask people to start something local.
There you go.
I think we've got about 13 different businesses that we've been the first store that they've sold to, and to give them their head start, because we really think that the local food economy is growing and exciting, and a lot of times these small businesses just need a place to start.
What a mission, I'll tell you. Okay, let's take this all back now. Let's start at the beginning in New Orleans, your family roots.
Sure. Well, I was born there, born and raised. My grandfather owned a shrimp boat. My parents have cooked my whole life, and I just grew up in a culture of really good food. We grew up poor, but it never really felt like it because we always ate well. And, you know, I missed that. And in my job as a teacher, I see a lot of students that don't know what good food is, and so I'm trying to change that. Good food shouldn't be inaccessible. Good food shouldn't cost an arm and a leg, and so we buy the best quality ingredients, the same ingredients from the same farmers that the best restaurants in town do. We just charge $8 a plate instead of $38 a plate.
Now, you just said something I don't think a lot of people realize, and I didn't myself, and I have to apologize. A teacher. You are still a teacher. I thought you gave that up.
No, I teach full-time at Johnson County Community College in their culinary program, and I work at the Sundry.
And you work at the Sundry. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, what a career path you have. And it's something else that you're giving back now. I mean, as a teacher, you saw these names. You talked about it. But now you're walking it.
Well, you know, I would have a third generation guy come in. He never cooked. His mom never cooked. His grandma never cooked. And so the only home-cooked meal he ever had was out of a box. And I said, something's wrong here. We've got to do something about this. I saw this movement that Americans, Kansas Cityans, want to eat better. They just don't always know where to go. Sometimes a farmer's market's not convenient. Sometimes you don't want to drive out 2 hours to the butcher to get something natural and fresh. So we consolidated it all in one place, and we're trying to make it easy. We're trying to make everything accessible.
Wow. Now let's talk about the Sundry itself. You have meal bundles, which are really unique.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to make dinner easy. You know, so if you're on your way home and you just want to pop in and pick something up, we'll have all the pieces for a nice home-cooked meal that's designed by our cooks and chefs. So we do the heavy lifting for you. You just kind of have to go home and throw it together.
So even breakfast, I mean, the breakfast bundle comes with eggs, and they're local eggs, of course, mm-hmm. from Barham Farms. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
You have local bacon, mm-hmm. of course. Come on. I mean, that's of the York Berkshire pork and homemade bread.
Yeah, absolutely. So we make the bread in-house with wheat that's grown and milled in Kansas from Heartland Mill out in western Kansas. Of the Earth Farm and Distillery is a really cool place. Jim Pierce is an awesome guy. He runs a distillery using local apples. He feeds the leftover apples from the still to the hogs. We buy the hogs, make the bacon, and then we actually take the wood from the apple trees to smoke the bacon with.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you're talking now. You just hit something there about waste.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you told me earlier, there's and before we started this interview, there's no waste in your restaurants.
Well, we try not to. Whenever you buy something, the vendors bring something that has some plastic, and we're actively working with a local company to recycle all that plastic into new plastic films. So there's a little waste that comes in the door, but as a store, we don't generate any waste. We compost and recycle everything that we make. Anything that we give to a customer is either fully compostable or recyclable, including the cups and the boxes that we brought the food in today, 100% compostable.
So you have to be the greenest restaurant in Kansas City.
There's no way to really measure that, but I feel like it's true. We have all LED lighting. We do induction cooking. We have the first Energy Star fryer on the market. We're committed. We know there's a better way to cook. The food industry generates about a third of the waste in this country, and we think there's a better way.
Oh, wow. Now let's talk about the kitchen menu, because truly unique, some of the items that you offer.
Well, I've been really fortunate in my life to travel around the world and actively study food in about 14 different countries and 4 different continents, and we draw inspiration from everywhere. Our potatoes are British, for instance. Not a lot of guys will admit to
and
study
it's just
British
not an ordinary
food.
Potato we're eating right now.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but it's classic British food. It's everyday British food. We pull influence from Japan and India, Mexico, Spain, Italy, just all over the place. New Orleans.
And, of course, the Cuban sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The Cuban's a sandwich that I've loved for years. And when we've got access to such good pork and we cure our own ham, when you've got such high-quality product and we make our own pickles, it just makes sense. And we get these amazing baguettes from Le Mans Bakery in North Kansas City that are out of this world. And I think it just makes an awesome sandwich.
What a difference.
We try to celebrate themes and make food a celebration every day. You know, find these little ideas to say, oh, go have something really cool and really exciting. That's a little bit out of the norm, but it can be on a random Tuesday instead of a birthday or an anniversary.
And don't forget the sodas, my friends. You brought in some unique sodas, house-made sodas. I mean, the spices, the flavorings.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. These are a lot of fun. We just finished up with citrus season, and one of my cooks, Jay, had an idea to do a blood orange ginger soda.
I love blood orange. No kidding.
Yeah, it was great. I was real excited. And then our coffee soda is a collaboration with Maps Coffee. Vincent does some great stuff and has got a great product. He's working with Boulevard. I feel honored to be at the same table.
Really? And, of course, the Stork Club. I mean, we can't forget that, the event space you have there.
Yeah, we're in an old building. It was originally a jazz club. It was the largest jazz club in Kansas City. It was called the Stork Club, and if a band was too big to play at 18th and Vine, they would come down to the Stork, and they build themselves as Kansas City's finest supper club. Then the building changed hands. It became a United Artists recording studio where they filmed some movies. Became a garage, and it was vacant for 20 or 30 years before
Wow.
we moved in. We got a great landlord in Shirley Helzberg. She did an amazing job getting the building ready and brought it back to its historic look and feel. And so we kept the name, and we have an event space to do parties or events or wedding rehearsal dinners and a piece of Kansas City history.
You're not playing any games, my friend. I have a lot of respect for you and what you're doing. Aaron Prater, you have to visit him. It's the Sundry. Make sure you go down there, 1706 Baltimore. The website you can look at right now is...
TheSundry.com.
Aaron, thanks so much for coming in, bringing this beautiful pastrami, the potatoes, these sodas. I'm in heaven. I appreciate it. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for you. I look forward to seeing you again. And you know I'll be visiting you, my friends. And make sure you tell them Jasper sent you. Celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO, FM 103.7, AM 710.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.